All right, I'm here at Costco with Clark Howard here on the Derek Shapiro Show and DSS TV station, and it's a privilege to interview you today.
Thank you very much. Yes. It's great to meet you.
Yes, well, it's great to meet you too. Of course, you're on HLN. You're on, of course, your own syndicated radio show. You're on WSB Channel 2, of course. And congratulations on your new book, your ninth book, right?
That's right. I never could have imagined that I would have a first book, and the fact that I'm at number 9 shocks me.
Really? So I guess they say, right, once you had 9 you could dine, right?
I never heard that.
Yes, it's my corny joke for the day. But let me ask you a question. Can rich people benefit with your book?
You know, I don't know that rich people actually would care about my book. My book is for the everyday person.
Like me.
Who's trying to make it.
Okay.
Yep. And, you know, the rich have all the people they can go to consult.
Exactly.
The rest of us don't quite have that.
Okay,
so
sure.
This is about how to stretch the buck in everyday life.
Tell me, you know, your new book, of course, Living Large in Lean Times. How much are these times lean?
This is certainly not the worst times we've ever seen in America. I mean, we've been through, if you go back to the terrible, terrible depressions that we had in the late 1800s in the United States, in both of those cases, we had people that were literally starving to death. You go to the Great Depression in the 1930s, people lived with brutal conditions. This is not that. But it's still very upsetting, depressing, debilitating to want a job and not be able to get one, to want to provide more for yourself or your family and not be able to. So it is a very, very tough time today. Not the worst of times, but certainly not a great era.
If this country goes even further into, you know, more, you know, what are the signs of it getting worse? Or what are the signs of it getting better?
Well, it's, you know, societies don't decline in one fell swoop. It's gradual. And a lot of people believe right now that we are in a decline in America. I don't believe it. I believe we're in a rough patch because we went through a prior era of excessive speculation and excessive borrowing. And we've got to heal from that.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to spend this decade going through that healing process.
Sure, sure. And so what was your meaning behind this book, of course? What do you want to tell people? What's the main message?
The idea is that even if you don't have as much income, you can do things in your life and how you live it that you can still live a very comfortable life. I want people to know that just because the paycheck isn't as fat maybe as it was 5 years ago, there's still room in your life for fun. There's still room in your life to build a future.
And I like, and also in the book, because this is internet radio, of course, I like how you mentioned internet radio is the wave of the future, of course, which people,
fun?
Oh, it is.
Internet radio is great. I mean, I am so impressed. I've got an internet radio in my bathroom.
Really?
And in the morning when I'm getting ready, I've got a whole bunch of stations I can pick from.
Really?
And it's just such a deal because
really?
11,000 or whatever stations to pick from.
Really? So do you listen to more of other radio or do you listen to more of yourself?
Oh, I don't listen to myself.
Really? How come is that?
Well, I think I hear myself enough every day. I don't think I need to listen to myself.
So it's more of a chance you listen to the Derek Shapiro Show more than the Clark Howard Show, huh?
Exactly.
And
that's
it's funny,
right,
because I'm in the car doing work for the Derek Shapiro Show. I'll be listening to the Clark Howard Show.
Yeah. Oh, that's fine. You know, the thing about internet radio that I'm so excited about, some cars already have it, but a lot more will in the next couple of years, where you'll be able to listen to internet radio or Pandora or Groove Shark or whatever you want to in your car while you're driving around.
That's a smart thing because I also have internet TV, you know, the DSS TV station, you know. That's a smart thing, of course. Internet radio, internet TV, you know. And tell me, too, you know, you've been in radio for so long, of course. Who are some of the radio people you look up to or TV personalities?
In terms of TV, in Atlanta, I'm crazy about Monica Pearson.
Oh, okay.
And the reason is that she is so real. She's so genuine. And she's not a pushover, but she's a very sweet woman.
Really?
Yeah.
So Monica Pearson, she's on Channel 2, right?
That's right.
Yeah, you're on Channel 2 as well.
I am, and she's retiring, I think, in the next year or so.
Mm-hmm.
But she's had quite a run.
And it, also, too, you, I mean, you have a Rhode Island fan base, too, because I'm from Providence, Rhode Island. You're on WHAJ up in Providence, of course. Tell me about, like, when you go across America and people know you from different states, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, you know, what do you think about that?
Well, it shows the power of the microphone. And it's amazing how I can walk off an airplane anywhere in the country and have somebody come up to me and start talking about something I talked about on radio or TV. And the ability for us to connect with people around America so easily is something I just think is great.
Sure. Well, thank you very much. And of course, your website is clarkhoward.com, huh?
That's right. Clarkhoward.com is booming.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, the internet used to be kind of like an afterthought with what I do. And now the internet is almost becoming the central nervous system of what I do.
Exactly. And of course, you know, I like your last name, but that's my father's first name, Howard, you know. Thank you, Clark Howard, again, for here on the Derek Shapiro Show and on DSS TV station. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Well, I shouldn't have said have a good week.
Well, wherever they listen, it could be an archive. It could be a great weekend, a great week, right?
That's right.
Thank you.
Every day ends in a Y.
Exactly. Why is that?